I will be praying prayers over your children's success. Every parent, as parents, we have the responsibility to shoot our children forward in their God-given purpose and destiny. And so essentially, the Bible advises us to train our children to become all that God has called them to be. So therefore, we must direct them with our prayers, even if we see that they're bent towards the wrong path. So the scripture in Proverbs 22, verse 6, it says, train them, that's our children, in the way of the Lord, so that when they're older, they will not depart from the truth. In Psalms 127, 3 to 5 as well, it speaks to our children. It says that our children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is a man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. So we see, saints of God, that according to the scripture, which was just read, it says our children, they're heritage from the Lord. And so we're to prayerfully seek God for divine guidance as to how to raise them in the fear and in the knowledge of the will of the Lord. Our children are heritage, and because they are heritage, they are likely to follow in our footsteps. Therefore, we should raise them as Bible-believing believers, great citizens of society. We don't want them to become wayward or menace to society, so we are to raise them according to a scripture. Our children must be trained, yes, they must be trained not just academically, but also we need to train them spiritually so that their destiny can be formed and shaped using the word of God. The passage which was just read as well, it described that they are heritage of the Lord, but they're also the fruit of the womb is his reward. So it says, as arrows in the hand of a mighty, so are the children of our youth. Happy is a man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with him in the gates. So I want you to consider this, that as arrows are in the hand of the mighty, that's the children of our youth. In other words, the scriptures speak to that our children, they are as arrows in the Father's hand. So as parents, we need to what? Carefully and skillfully guide them towards their intended target, towards their destiny, towards their purpose. Like warriors using a bow and arrow, you know, they pull back. Sometimes we have to pull back and allow our children to shoot forth into wherever they need to go. So these prayer points that I will be praying, I want you to just carefully pray along with me, pray along this video, prayerfully and skillfully. They are crafted to shape the lives of your children, their future, and their destiny. So we're going to pray these in faith. So join me in praying this. I want you to go ahead and subscribe to this video, so when future video comes out, you can get a notification. Subscribe, share, and also like. We want you to share this. Even use this to pray over your adult children as well. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over Almighty God, our children. We pray divine protection over every child, that no evil shall befall them. Neither shall any virus or disease come near them. Lord, preserve them from all evil. Preserve their soul. Lord, I ask that you'll preserve every child when they go out and when they come in, for from this time forth, even forevermore. Lord, I commit our children in your hand. Lord, we give them back to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that all our children, they shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be their peace. In the name of Jesus, I decree that, Lord, you have given us, Almighty God, our children. You have given them knowledge, skill in all learning, wisdom, understanding in all vision and dreams. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I pray, I decree that our children, They shall be mighty upon the face of this earth. In the name of Jesus, I decree that our children shall be known among the nations, among the people. All those who see them will acknowledge them, that these are children which the Lord has blessed. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I believe that, Father, Almighty God, as we are saved, our household, our children shall be saved also. Our children, yes, we declare salvation over our children, over every one of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that as for me and my house, yes, for those that are listening and praying with me, we will serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree that they will not lose their salvation. They will not depart from the saving knowledge of Jesus, even when the Almighty God become adults. They will not depart from the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let our children stand firm and complete. Let them be mature in everything God wants them to do. In all your will, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, let integrity and righteousness preserve our children. Lord, bring revival on our children. Grace and peace be multiplied upon our children through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, touch the hearts of our children that they will love righteousness and hate iniquity. Anoint them with the oil of gladness above their peers. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover them under the blood of Jesus. We cover them. We make a hedge of protection around our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, you promise that you will save all our children. Therefore, I decree that all unsaved children will be ushered in the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. The seed of the righteous, our children, they are righteous seed and shall be delivered. Those that are already wayward and backward, we declare, Father, they shall be delivered. Those that are hooked on drugs and whatever illegal activities, Father, we pray, they shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Therefore, our children shall be delivered from the evil ones in the name of Jesus. Proverbs, according to Proverbs 11:21, we release this word over those children that are out there in the name of Jesus, that are wayward, that are backslidden. They shall be delivered. They shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our children, they are heritage of the Lord. Therefore, we shoot them forth into their destiny and their purpose and their destiny calling in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are in the class of A's. In the name of Jesus, we decree that scholarship and awards will be their portion. Yes, scholarship and awards. Even as they return to school, yes, Father, we pray over them. Scholarship and awards will be their portion. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they will be known among government. Yes, Father, those, they will be known also in place of influence and authority. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree that the spirit of excellence is resting upon our children like Daniel. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are well favored with God and man. Therefore, they have the ability to stand in place of government and in place of authority. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our children are increased in wisdom, stature, and in favor with God and man. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our children are intelligent, they are well educated, and are good prospect for leadership and positions in government. Father, we thank you. Put a mark upon our children. Oh Lord, pour out your spirit upon our children and bless them. Bless our children, Father. Let there be revival. Let, Almighty God, our children, Holy Ghost, we ask that you will arrest them. Arrest them in the name of Jesus. Give them an encounter with you. Let them have their own godly experience. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, visit our children. Visit them and give them godly encounters. Give them, Almighty God, visions about heaven in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree that our children will thrive like watered grass and like willows on riverbank. I ask that you'll give them personal encounters with you in the name of Jesus so that they will preach the gospel. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare that, Almighty God, their days shall be multiplied. The years of their life shall be increased. Their lives will not be cut off or cut short, but they shall live long and they shall finish strong. I declare that their name shall be great. Their name shall be a name of distinction and honor. I declare that they are above and cannot be beneath. Lord, let them discover their unique gifts and talents that they will take, that will take them before kings and great men in the name of Jesus. I declare over our children that their path is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. Oh, Lord, bless them and keep them. Lord, make your face shine upon them. Lord, be gracious unto them. Lift up your countenance upon our children, mighty God, and give them peace. I declare peace, 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 shalom, shalom over our children. Lord, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus around them and over them. We make up an edge of protection around our children using the blood of Jesus. Yes, we put an edge of protection around their schools. Yes, using the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cut them off from every demonic influence. In the name of Jesus, we cut off every influence from peer pressure. They will never suffer any peer pressure. In the name of Jesus, we cut them off from bullying in the school system, or we cut them off and we protect them from cyberbullying. We cut them off from cyber predators. I'm going to pray this point again in the name of Jesus. Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over our children. We protect them. Lord, let your angel protect them from cyberbullying. Let the angel of the Lord protect them from cyber predators, from cyber sex predators. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they will never know alcohol. In the name of Jesus, they will never know tobacco or drugs. In the name of Jesus, they will never know illicit sex, pornography or prostitution and homosexuality. They will never know. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that their identity is aligned with your identity. Their image is created after God's own image. In the name of Jesus, I nullify and I cancel all negative words spoken against them, even by those in authority, including teachers, doctors, church leaders. We render those words powerless and we cancel. We cancel, we nullify, and we speak over them that they are taught by the Lord and great shall be their peace. Every demonic label and limitation placed upon their lives, we cancel and we remove it in the name of Jesus. Yes, we cancel and remove every word curse spoken by family. We cut them off from family generation in the name of Jesus. We break generational curse from over their lives in the name of Jesus. We go back 60 generations from their mother and their father's side and we cut them off. But Lord, we, Almighty God, we crown them and we release them into the generational blessings. We apply the blood of Jesus to cleanse every ancestral sins, known and unknown. That, Father, we cut them off. Yes, from ancestral sins. It will not affect them. We use the blood of Jesus to purge their generational bloodline. We cut them off from every generational Adamic curse. We use the blood of Jesus to cleanse our children and family bloodlines. Lord, we repent on behalf of our children for the sins of our ancestors, their ancestors that have done against you. And so we say, Lord, we forgive us. We repent in the name of Jesus. We release them into generational blessings, generational blessing. And we declare that their destiny will not be aborted, but they shall fulfill their destiny. They shall fulfill their purpose in life. In the name of Jesus, we decree that they are redeemed from the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham will come upon our children. Lord, Almighty God, we make a covenant with you right now, even as we're praying, that the Almighty God, their soul will not be cut off, but they will obtain eternal life. Jesus, put a mark upon our children. Mark them with the blood of Jesus. Mark them for you, Lord. Mark them for destiny purpose. Mark them for success. Lord, let the Spirit of God seal them until the day of redemption. And so, Father, we thank you that our children, they shall be known in the gates of the city. They shall be known in place of authority and influence. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our children. We thank you that the Spirit of excellence is resting upon them. They will never be rebellious. We cut them off from every spirit of rebellion. We cut them off in the name of Jesus. And Father, yes, we cover them. Father, for every person that is praying with me, every mother, every father, yes, those that are praying, Almighty God, with me over our children, we thank you, Father, Holy Spirit. Breathe life upon this prayer, that every person that is praying, they will see the fruit of their labor. As we labor for our children, we will see the fruit of our labor. We will experience the fruit of our labor. Happy shall we be, because we shall eat the fruit of our labor. As we labor for our children, oh, many of us have been working hard for our children. We thank you that our labor will not be in vain. Mighty God, we thank you. We bless your name. We say thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. We're asking you to like and share this video. Send it to every person you know, because by praying these prayers over your children, you're breathing life. You are using these prayers to shape their destinies, to position them into the place that God has called them to be, to cut them off from any kind of waywardness or backwardness. So go ahead and share this broadcast. God bless you.